Good morning all, and welcome to the second Sunday in Advent, Sunday the 6th of December. And if you're listening to this online, we will be having the same message in church at 11 o'clock this morning. So please pray for everyone that's going there today, and we'll pray for you too. The reading is from Ephesians 3, verses 14 to the end of that chapter. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And the message is brought to us this morning by our sister Jean Taverner. The second Sunday of Advent. Advent that speaks of the coming of Christ when Christians are in a state of preparedness, when we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate once again the birth of Christ. This is, after all, the real meaning of Christmas. We're aware of the Christmas story, but so many lose the true meaning. It tends to get lost, buried under cards and food and all the hype that seems to be what the season is all about. Sadly for some, the greatest gift that God gave to the human race, his wonderful love for all, gets buried under what we have made Christmas to be. God loves us. He really does. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." Not only loved, but drawn into God's loving arms. It could not get better, we might say, but it did. God's silence between the Old and the New Testament was a time when his chosen people were not following God as they should. It seems his love had been forgotten. There are many today where the true meaning of Christmas has no consideration in their hearts, yet God wants to draw you and me into his loving arms. He loves you. He has always loved you. And that's why he did what he did when he sent his beloved Son, Jesus. We are so precious to God. He sent his most precious gift, his Son, for us all. I am so very grateful for God's wonderful gift of love. I really don't deserve it. None of us does. But his love covers all that. God is so eager to do his best for us, if only we let him. Question from Jean. What is our Christmas going to be like? Because of this pandemic, we don't really know, do we? What we would like is the opportunity to be with our loved ones if we can. Have you noticed in the recent past, towns and schools have tried to move what Christmas is all about by calling the season by another name? Winter pageant, snow spectacle, etc. I remembered a story that will take us back if we had children. It's about a mother and her young 6-year-old son, and all that she knew had to be done before the big day. The lad had chosen with others to sing a special song, and not only that, they also at certain points in the song lifted up their cardboard letters to make the title of the song, which was called Christmas Love. It did not go to plan. First of all, the title Winter Pageant. Second, not only had she to do all the cooking and card writing and baking, etc., but how to tell her son that she had to work the night of the concert. She spoke to the teacher, who said there would be a dress rehearsal in the afternoon. Fortunately, her son was happy with this, and after 6 weeks of rehearsing, Mum went to school to be told the school board had long stopped referring to the holiday as Christmas. The hall was filled, and her son's class took to the stage to sing. The mum looked round the hall. There was Santa, there was reindeer, snowflakes, good cheer, but no baby in a manger. No Mary, no Joseph, and she felt sad. The performance went smoothly, and suddenly the audience and classmates noticed the quiet, shy, small little girl holding her letter M upside down. It had become a W. The children sniggered and some adults laughed. As for the little girl, she didn't know why they were laughing as she proudly held her W aloft. When it came to the last letter to be raised, a hush came over the whole audience. Instead of a song entitled Christmas Love, they understood the reason for the season, why we celebrated in the first place, and the little girl had shown the way. The message read loud and clear. Christ was love. And he still is. And sometimes the world forgets that. In Ephesians, in this reading that speak of God's love to each of us, even those who yet don't know him. On the TV in November this year, people were asked what they wanted most at Christmas. In one voice, they said to be with family. And in this scripture, we are reminded of the family of God. Paul reminds us that God's love is total. It reaches every corner of your experience and mine. This year for many, especially those who live alone, will be really hard. The dear souls in care homes who cannot understand why their families have to look through windows because they are not allowed in. God is there for everyone and nothing can separate us from his love. Christina Georgina Rossetti wrote this lovely carol. Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, stars and angels gave the sign. Love shall be our token. Love to yours and love be mine. Love to God and all men. Love for plea and gift and sign. You and I may have been separated from family and those precious hugs of love, but nothing can separate us from God's love. I know I've said it before, but it's true. I pray that each of us will be able to be with or see family, and my prayer for all is that you have a blessed and loved Christmas. Keep safe. God bless you all. Amen.